This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show. We'll have Byron Donalds, the U.S. Representative, District 19, Republican, great state of Florida, about the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him about a lot. There's a lot going, including Ukraine and Zelensky deciding that you Americans better do what we say do, or else there's going to be trouble, NATO and everything else. It doesn't make any sense, and that video has actually gone viral now, because at some point in the video, Zelensky actually says, either you do it or Russia's going to attack NATO, and then your sons and daughters will have to fight like our sons and daughters have to fight. And he basically, in the middle of that interview, he also, that question and answer, he says, and how are Ukraine's sons and daughters different than American sons and daughters? This isn't our war. We're helping you. We don't like Putin. Understand we're on your side, but really read the room, dude. We've sent you $200 billion in equipment and money, and you're telling us what we have to do? Really? You know how fast you will lose the support of the American people if you don't watch it? I mean, we're a very prideful people. Don't even play that game. This guy clearly thinks that Joe Biden really does represent us, and Biden is nothing like the most of us, especially not on Wednesday. Let's go. Carrie, how's it going?
Just fine.
Excellent. Polo getting done as well. Sam is into his house. Let's break it down. Who's not dancing? Come on. Wave my hands in the air like I just don't care. That's how it goes, right, Carrie? Are you doing
it? Yeah, from about 30 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. You would know. You were 40. Uh-huh. Let's go. Pump. Cabbage Patch. Running Man. Come on.
You can't do the Running Man if you're sitting in your chair.
I still did it. Listen, I'm over here walking the talk. Oh, don't make me walk the talk in my chair.
I'm going to walk the talk, too.
Yes, we should all walk the talk. There you go. It is hump day, downhill to the weekend from here. We appreciate you hanging out. Appreciate you coming by. I do want to play a piece of video. If you're watching a piece of audio, if you're listening, so you can get one or both, of this guy, Cardona. Miguel Cardona is the Secretary of Education. And he makes a statement on Twitter that actually made me laugh. And it made me laugh not because he was funny. It made me laugh because he thinks that we're dumb enough to, I guess, buy it. We're not. He's talking about the loan forgiveness garbage. Sam, I'm not going to take any calls on this today because we did this a lot yesterday. But I want to play this anyway and let people see and hear what it is he thinks that we're going to believe. And what he says doesn't make sense. And I'll call him out immediately after you get done hearing it.
Hey, everyone. This is Miguel Cardona. This morning, the Biden administration made its case on student debt relief to the Supreme Court. President Biden and I know we have the legal authority to do this. We also know that there are millions of Americans waiting for a little bit of support to get back on their feet after the economic impact of the pandemic. As we wait for the court's decision, student loans are still paused. What we want you to know is we got your back and we're not going to stop fighting for you.
I mean, seriously, it's kind of embarrassing. Carrie, what part of that do you think jumped out at me?
That what they were doing was completely legal?
First part that definitely jumped out at me. Another part did too, though. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
I'm going to help. Let me help out.
Okay.
He says that what they're doing is completely legal and they have the authority. They don't. Clearly they don't, because Congress decides on spending And this is literally spending of taxpayers' money to pay off these loans. In other words, those of us who don't have the loans will be paying for those who do have the loans and those who promise to pay back the loans. So they don't have the authority through the executive, and the Department of Education is a cabinet position in the executive. But the second thing that really jumps out at me, he says, while this case is being heard, the loan payments continue to be paused. Did that jump out at you, Carrie, at all?
Oh, you know what? It did not. Actually.
Interesting. Interesting. So what does that mean? Well, when the pandemic hit and decisions were made, the loan payback, the payments every month were paused. Then they were paused some more. Then we extended the pause. And they remain paused right now while the Supreme Court is hearing the case. So what does that mean? Carrie, since they paused them, has anybody had to pay the payments?
No.
So you're saying that pausing means like stopping or putting on hold for a while?
Yes, that is correct.
So that would be the definition?
Yes.
So how is it that he's trying to tie the pandemic into giving these people some breathing room or giving them a little more money or giving them a break when they've had a break the entire time? If your student loan payments have been paused the entire time, those of you who have student loans were not adversely affected by the pandemic directly because of those payments, because you didn't have to make them. Now, we were all adversely affected by the pandemic, all adversely affected by things being shut down, all adversely affected by making less money, and I made a lot less money last year than I did the year before. But nobody said I could stop paying my house payment for a while. Nobody said I could stop paying my car payment for a while. Yet, for some reason, these student loan payments were paused. So if you stopped the student loan payments, those who owe student loans were not harmed by the shutdown or by the bad economic times brought on by COVID. Not even a little bit. So what he says, the entire lead up to it is a lie. It's fraudulent. These people are suffering horribly, he tries to make us believe, because of these overwhelming loan payments. The idiot, what's her name that I played yesterday? Randy Weingarten, is that her name?
Oh, the union, yes.
Yeah, the union lady. Mm-hmm. She today is yelling about how those who owe student loan payments are shackled. You ever notice they always use imagery of slavery? Mm. I mean, those who are descendants of slaves should be disgusted by that, knowing what slaves actually went through. It's disgusting. You're a slave because you agreed to pay back a loan? But again, what he says is so disingenuous, I had to bring it to the people. I'm not going to take calls on this. We did this a lot yesterday. We do have another education story that Carrie's got for you to make your face hurt. But I wanted to bring this to you because he knows what he's saying is a lie. He knows that all of these payments were not expected during the pandemic, and they're still not expected now while it's in court. So nobody has paid that money that he says is hurting them for a long time. And it's so disingenuous, I had to bring it to you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Carrie, if you don't mind, give me that story. I'm sorry, wait, I have to feel something about math?
This is correct. From Fox News, a Pennsylvania school district may incorporate feelings into its math curriculum. Littlestown Area School District proposed an elementary math curriculum that could integrate social, emotional learning into its curriculum. This board needs to decide if they want to make social and emotional learning a part of our math curriculum. I do not believe it belongs in the math classes, said board member Gene Ewan at a board meeting on February 13th. Some of the questions inside the math workbook ask, are you understanding how other people feel? What does this have to do with teaching math? According to a global nonprofit called the Committee for Children, social emotional learning is an educational method that aims to help people develop the self-awareness, self-control, and interpersonal skills that are needed for everyday life. This is just repackaged critical race theory is what this is, board member Nikki Kenny said. The Reveal Math program explores mathematics through a flexible lesson design. A program overview reads for kindergartners through fifth graders. Furthermore, it reads the program will provide access to rigorous instruction with embedded teacher support and scaffolds, which include lesson models and routines, social emotional learning, language and English learner supports, and fluency. The book prompts the reader to support the whole child with social and emotional learning integration.
Yeah, somebody has a hole in that story, but it's not the whole child we're talking about here. Carrie, thank you. Yes. Just so I understand, I can't just say 2 + 2 = 4. Learn that, remember it.
How does that
know
make
it.
You feel?
I mean, what the? I'm a little bit sad today. All right, Bobby, 2 + 2 can be 3 for you.
What? I don't know.
I don't understand. I'm in a very good mood today. Great. Let's do long division. I mean, what is? I don't understand. You can't change math. Math is fixed. Math is not variable. You can have variables in math, but that's a different thing completely. Math is fixed. It is what it is. So the argument that we have to worry about somebody's feelings, that's stupid. I mean, maybe, and this is really a reach, if you want to consider feelings in psychology class, I get it.
What?
It's part of figuring out the human psyche. But math? The
social emotional learning.
Emotional hearing about this learning. Who'd you call a hole in that story? Oh, the whole student.
No.
The whole child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the story's making me feel a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yep.
Math, science, history, social studies, generally speaking, are fixed. Just teach them.
Yeah. I don't understand how identifying the emotions you're having in that moment helps you to understand math problems. I don't get that. I don't understand the correlation between the two.
What's 9 × 5, Bobby? I don't know. A melancholy. What?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do we? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. I want to hear from you on this because we're paying the salaries of these teachers. We're paying for these buildings. We're paying for these administrators. And they keep on changing what education is. Soon, like vaccine, there'll be a new definition for the word education. I'm not okay with that. We have to put, again, just like you can't have a $750 limit and then you won't get anything but a ticket to steal stuff in San Antonio. No. We have to put our foot down and say, we're not going to do that. Put our feet down and say, no, we're not going to worry about emotional learning when it comes to math. You must be kidding me. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday, your hump day. Downhill to the weekend from here. Phone calls coming in about emotional learning. We're living in a day and age where we, on one hand, are allowing men dressed up as women and who dance around and they twerk and everything else to read to our kids when they're 4, 5, 6 years old at the library. But then we have to worry about the emotions of the kid when we want to teach them math. I don't understand. It's like we're purposely screwing with their emotions by giving them all these mixed messages on gender and everything else and sexuality at age 6. Yet we can't teach them math. And people think they're right about this. We should think about the emotional state of the child before teaching him or her 2 × 2. It doesn't make any sense. You know it. I know it. We all know it. And I bring up the drag queen thing again because there's even more videos showing up. Lives of TikTok, Chaya Rachik, she pronounces it Chaya, although it's spelled Chaya. The woman who founded and runs Lives of TikTok every day posts these videos. Toddler today, couldn't even been 2 years old yet, stuffing dollar bills down some fat guy's pants as he's dressed up as a woman and dancing around. And there's the mother sitting there, dude, this is great. And now we're going to consider the emotions of a child before teaching them what they need to know to be a productive human being. This is how completely whacked out the perspective and vision of some in this country is right now. And we need to be very careful about that. That's why when you want to teach people emotionally about math and science and so on. No. Just teach them. It's your job to teach them. If you don't want to teach them, that's cool. Go get a job doing something else. We'll get somebody else who will teach. 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS, P-A-G-S. Your thoughts on that story. Because at the end of the day, either we fix education or we just get rid of the Department of Education, get rid of all public schools, let them all be privately owned and run or chartered, and then we can start all over. Because at this point, now it's gone just over the edge. All right, let me tell you in the meantime, appreciate you stopping by the way. And I know that you know that. Because I really do. Girl. Thank you. All right, let me tell you in the meantime about Eden Pure. They've got the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Uses proven oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and so much more. With over 265,000 already sold, you know it works. Any smell will vanish after just a few seconds from the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules, which seek out and destroy odors. Those molecules even go behind and underneath your furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. Get rid of that smell, whatever it is, that you couldn't find right now by getting some thunderstorms in your house. No filters to buy either, so that saves you a bunch of money. Start enjoying your home again. Get several thunderstorms like we have in the Pags home. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. Get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, anywhere you think you need it. It's going to help out. It leaves the scent, fresh and clean scent, of a thunderstorm when you plug it in. Doesn't take up any floor space either. You plug it right into the wall. Go right now, EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS, P-A-G-S, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is P-A-G-S. Shipping is also free. Line one, Joy is in Texas. Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hey.
I was calling in reference to this emotional learning in math. This has been over 20 years ago when my daughter was in the fourth or fifth grade, and she was failing math. And she told me that the teacher doesn't really teach them any math questions. She just talks about respect and that she's not going to start teaching in class until everybody is quiet. And she spelt the word respect. And anyhow, I didn't quite believe it was really true, and I asked her to take a recorder to school and get permission from the teacher to record the class. She brought it home, and I was outraged. Went down to the school, and my daughter had to go to summer school as a result of it, but I was at the school, and I said, you know, you guys aren't teaching math, basic math. She doesn't even know basic math. It's going over her head. Your teacher, all she's doing is talking about what the word respect means in math class. I said, I just don't think that's right.
Your daughter wasn't learning any math and then had to take the test and didn't know what was on it.
Well, exactly. She just didn't know how to do any basic math. She was in the fourth grade. She had to go to summer school to learn basic math because they were ready to pass her on to the fifth grade.
Did the administrators do anything about it?
Upset about it, but did they do anything about it? No. She had to go to summer school and learn basic math. The schools, they don't listen to you. That happened when she was, like I said, in about the fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then when she was in the seventh grade, she came home with the F word on her jacket.
What?
And whoever was sitting behind her wrote that on her jacket. And she didn't even know it was there. She came home, and I'm like, I went back up there to the principal, talked to the principal, and, you know, asked him to do something about it. He goes, well, you know, we really can't do anything about that. His parents don't speak English. And I go, we'll take somebody that can interpret for you. I mean, to have that word on my daughter's jacket all through her classrooms and then not to do anything about it. But my point here really is that this has actually been going on a lot longer than people think.
Well, I hear you. And Joy, I appreciate that. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in school. Nobody ever cared about how I felt. And that was the right way to go. And guess what I learned? I learned a lot. And I keep on learning. I mean, I learned how to learn in public school in this country, in New York, in Florida. And I use that in my daily work. I have to learn every single day to sound like I know what I'm talking about and actually have a grasp on these issues that we talk about. I can't imagine not teaching somebody how to learn. It is their job in school to teach people information. If some retain it better than others, cool. Those who don't retain it as well, teach them better, figure out new ways to do it. But the last thing you want to do is say, how do you feel today? Or write the word respect on the board or something, and then give somebody a test and let them fail it. That doesn't make sense. And like she said, we are passing people when they don't deserve to pass. So we're definitely not giving them a good education, because then we can say, well, look, our rate of passing is so much higher than it used to be, because they're lowering the standards. It's almost like the $750 that you can steal. If you're not arresting the person, then your arrest numbers go down. It doesn't mean that there's less crime. It just means that there are fewer arrests, and that's what they're going on. Just playing with the numbers. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Byron Donalds when we come back. U.S. Representative, District 19, great state of Florida. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.